Well, everything appears very calm and normal in Ghana. You know, as far as our West African sub-region goes, Ghana is quite a mature democracy. They have had consistent democratic process since 1992. It looks like they are all set to go. We have not observed any very serious problems. There are complaints here and there by some of the stakeholders, but that is only natural and expected in any upcoming elections. But so far from our interactions with the major stakeholders, particularly the Electoral Commission, the Supreme Court, the Peace Council, as well as some high-profile political actors and political parties, we think everything is going on quite well.
Some people have expressed concern that despite the pact signed by these political leaders, there could be a few skirmishes of tension that could arise as a result of the election. After meeting the stakeholders, what is the sense that you get to ensure that nobody, no political party or supporters engage in any act of violence?
Well, it is very difficult to say what actors could do or would not do sometimes during elections. But from the discussions we've held, we've observed some tensions here and there, but we believe that it shouldn't necessarily lead to violence. Our head of mission, as you know, is His Excellency Chief Olusegun Obasanjo, the former president of Nigeria. He is heading both the AU and ECOWAS observer missions, and he's led most of the discussions. I believe he will also tomorrow make some appeals to all the political actors to ensure that the process goes without any hitches.
So last but not the least, Mrs. Suleiman, what are your expectations with regards to the preparations of the security agencies to administer and then protect people going to vote?
They met with the head of mission this evening, and I was engaged in another preparation for the elections, but my officers were there and the head of mission and other key other parties. And from what I hear, the discussions went very well and everybody seems to be satisfied that adequate arrangements have been put in place and the security agencies seem quite in control, and I believe we're all set to go.
Now, what is your message to the political parties participating in Friday's election? What is your message to them?
My message to all the political parties is to please maintain calm and go about it in easy, peace-loving and lawful manner. We know that elections are not easy. We know that this particular election, there is very, very close rivalry between the political parties. But we believe that Ghana has come of age, and we believe the political actors in Ghana have come of age. We believe the electoral processes and systems in Ghana have come of age, and we call on all the major players to please put their democracy to yet another test and ensure that it comes out with flying colors, to please maintain discipline, law and order, and ensure that we have free, fair and credible elections that will continue to enhance not only Ghana as a democratic entity, but our entire sub-region. We want other countries in our sub-region to continue to look up to Ghana and to learn lessons from the political process and democratic process in Ghana. Thank you.